This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky 4-H agents are finding new ways to communicate and reach out to 4-H members during the COVID-19 shutdown. Kentucky Assistant Director of 4-H Youth Development, Dr. Mark Maines, says county 4-H extension agents are using technology to keep the line of communication open.
These are really different times for our agents as we have quickly worked to adapt how to present a 4-H program that's normally done in person in small group to follow the social distancing guidelines and other things that have been set forth. So our agents have really stepped up with a variety of types of topics that they are presenting in an online format.
Dr. Main says one way is through video lessons.
We have several agents that have been filming videos on project content, geology, farm life, basic how-to videos for some of our more basic projects that people can do at home to help them learn a little bit more about their 4-H programs and get projects ready that they could enter in the fair or even use at home right now.
He says another way is through projects that can be picked up at the extension offices.
We've had a lot of success in creating what we're calling brown bag programs, where the agents would get together materials and a lesson plan, put them in a bag, set them outside their office, and families can come and pick those up and then conduct that program at home.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.